This is Everything About Business Chinese, a production of China America Radio and the Confucius Institute for Business at SUNY. For a complete listing of upcoming events, visit confuciusbusiness.suny.edu. Now, here's this week's program.
Hi, welcome to this special culture session of Everything About Business Chinese. Today, we're going to talk about traveling to China. I'm your host, Xiao Meng.
I'm Colin.
Colin, I heard that you plan to visit China next month.
Yes. Can you give me some tips about the trip? You know, it will be my first time to visit China.
Sure. One thing you need to know is how to buy train tickets in China.
Cool. I'm excited to take the high-speed rail. Tell me something about it.
All right. Train tickets can be bought from railway stations or ticket outlets in China in person or online at 12306.cn, the official website of China Railway Corporation.
I see. How do you buy tickets at railway stations or ticket outlets?
You can go in person to purchase tickets at any railway station or ticket outlet in China. Both of their pre-sale periods are 58 days before departure.
Sounds very convenient. What should I prepare before I go?
First, look up for the real-time schedule and choose your train. You can also check out the information board at stations. Second, print out the web page or write down the train number, class, departure station, departure date, arrival station, and all other necessary information and show them to the staff.
I guess I should bring a valid ID like a passport. And how about buying tickets online?
Ordering online is faster and more convenient. Before buying, you should have a phone number in China to receive the verification codes. In addition, it's better to have someone help you work through the process.
I see.
The most important thing is that your name on the booking system must exactly match the one on your ID.
I'll keep that in mind.
And I have three other tips. First, the pre-sale period may be adjusted during the rush holiday. Make sure you should book through an agency as early as possible. Second, if a passenger is unable to travel on schedule, he or she can refund or change the ticket at any railway station according to their policy. If you lose your ticket, you can reclaim the booked seat or sleeper with your valid ID certificate. And third, the ticket price does not include insurance, and you need to buy travel insurance separately.
Okay, let's end today's episode here. Thank you for listening. Today's question is, what are the two ways to buy train tickets in China mentioned by Xiao Meng? You can email your answer or your comments to cib@chinaamericaradio.com, and we will post them on our Twitter account at ConfuciusBiz.
You can download today's transcript or listen to the program again for free at chinaamericaradio.com. Just go to the partners page and click on the SUNY CIB banner.
You can also see a listing of the upcoming activities at SUNY Confucius Institute for Business.
下周见。